Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show,
the most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Roman Show, Pro Wrestling Edition, for the second time in less than 3 months. This program has been chosen to be one of the top shows on blogtalkradio.com. And there is a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, and it is because of our professionalism and the way that we direct our programming. We are not just your average Joes who sit in front of television every Saturday night or every Monday night or every Friday night with a beer on the right hand, a cigarette on the left, smoking away their life. No, we are professionals. We make sure that we do our homework prior to all of our guests. And this is the pro wrestling show, so you're seeing a whole different character of what you will see on Wednesday on the MMA edition. We go professional. And in fact, on Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, we mentioned on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, the voice of the Octagon, UFC cage announcer, Bruce Buffer, will be our featured guest this Thursday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. So there's no excuses. I know 11 p.m. at times is too late, but no excuses, guys, because whether you are on Eastern time or Pacific time, you will be able to listen. Heck, it'll be about 4:30 in the Eastern time, so if you're driving from work to home, get on your iPhone, your Android phone, your iPods, iPads, whatever it must be, but listen to the Roman Show MMA edition, a very special edition, as we interview Bruce Buffer. Tonight, we talk pro wrestling. Tonight, we set the record straight. A lot of people have been chit-chatting about this program and saying unlikely statements. And sadly, it comes from individuals who are clueless. So are you pro wrestling fans out there who have listened to these other so-called programs? This is the real deal. This is pro wrestling radio programming at its best. This is not only a show where you get informed, but this is a show where you get entertained. And a lot of you people don't know, but prior to my journalism career, I was involved in the independent circuit. And I was known as the fabulous Richard Hart. And tonight, you will get what Richard Hart is all about. So today, being that we're close to Halloween, we are flipping the roles. And tonight, you will listen to the Roman Show hosted by Richard Hart and my co-host tonight. Oh, my co-host tonight. There is no more electrical. Who needs an electrical? A very colorful character who was just a cheap scheme to try to get some listeners, but in the end, it backfired. In fact, I had to let my producer, George Alonso, to get rid of that guy, and whoever came up with the idea, which I know it was him, I told him to get this lunatic out of my program because the ratings were going down. So, I decided to go to the past and look for another independent wrestler in which I wrestled and unfortunately tag team partnered with him. So before we move along with this program and read you the news, guys, I want to introduce to you, and here's the music to bring him in. This man has been known in the local indie scene in South Florida. Ladies and gentlemen,
we walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young dying sons. We live to change the face of history. Cage has arrived.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Stephen Cage. Stephen,
yo.
Stephen, it's an honor to have you here on the Pro Wrestling Show as we now have an opportunity to speak in a very professional manner. No longer must we make jokes and take this thing for granted because, Cage, you know, a lot of people out here like to talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk.
Well, that is true.
And there comes a point, Cage, that the truth shall be told. And if it's one thing I like about our truth right now and The Miz, they definitely are saying the darn truth when it comes to the WWE, although I give credit more to CM Punk when he went ham on the microphone and then was muted. But besides that, the point is, it's true. It's time that we set this record straight, especially on blogtalkradio.com. People claiming that they were here first. Listen, man, this ain't the moon. We're not discovering a new territory. This is internet radio, and it has been around for ages. For a very long time. I don't want to say ages, because ages will be hundreds of years. But it has been around for about more than 10 years. And if you want me to school you on it, I'll go ahead and do it. But let me just tell you to these characters that are out there stating that, oh, we came up with blogtalkradio.com first, and we were on it first. Now, everyone wants to jump on the bandwagon. Well, let me just tell you something. Blogtalkradio.com has been around for a couple of years, and it so happened that maybe one day you were Googling and you came across this, so you decided to buy the, you know, the little special they got for $40. So don't go out there talking badly about our programming when you have no clue what we're trying to do. Cage, I've had enough of this.
Well, listen, Ron. Richard, you know, you seem steamed. Let me cool you down a little bit. You know, you and I have had a past. It's been a while since I've been in the wrestling scene. So let me go ahead and say something. It's good to be back. A lot of people don't know who I am. For a little while, I wrestled for companies like Independent Championship Wrestling, which, you know, they've been like amazing. They that company has grown so much
sucking,
from that.
Are you sucking up because you want a match, Cage?
I'm not sucking up to anything. You know, let me tell you something hard. You've known me for sucking up to people. I'm not sucking up. I am just telling the truth as the way it is. You know, the reason why El Electrico is no longer here, yes, sure, it might be the ratings, and sure, it might also be those fans that bashed him because I was listening to your show last week. But you know what? The case of the matter is, he is gone, whether it be full-time or temporary. Stephen Cage is now here. And let me tell you something, fans, for all those fans that are listening up, this is the moment you would like to call in. You want to have a serious talk? You really want to voice your opinion about what's happening in the wrestling world, whether it be the independents or in the WWE or TNA? Now is the time to call in. And let me tell you, today is the perfect day to call in because now you got Richard Hart and now you got Stephen Cage. You want to argue with us? You want to voice your opinion and see if we have a different opinion against you? Bring it on. I'm inviting you guys to call in. Yo, Richard, why don't you give him the phone number to call in?
The number to call, guys, is 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. You know, Cage, I think I've had enough about this stuff. Let's get to the serious information that these people want to know about. Because, again, some of these are bronies out here, and I'm sorry to steal the Rock's line, but some of these punks that are on internet radio claiming that they were here first and that they were here doing this. And, oh, look at me. Look at me. Listen, buddy, go to Google, go to Wikipedia, although it's not that accurate, and do your homework.
News of the day.
All right, guys. Today, we saw Monday Night Raw starting off with Triple H bad-mouthing Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash attacks Triple H. Just like yesterday, Triple H is sent to the hospital. Foam is coming out of his mouth. We're basically going to see an old WrestleFest between Triple H and Kevin Nash, possibly in Survivor Series. Does this make sense? Perhaps. They want to bring in the old school fans like Cage and myself and the fans listening out there. And we can maybe see the DX reunite once again. That's in the talks. That's in the words. But let's talk about this right here. There's three matches set for SmackDown, which is going to air Friday. And it's Alberto Del Rio versus John Cena for the WWE Championship. Mark Henry versus Randy Orton for the World Championship. And another 41-man Battle Royal. That is what they're stating as of right now. That, again, is the set schedule for SmackDown. Now, they're hyping up this whole Big Show and Mark Henry last night, the ring collapse. And by the way, Kate, have you not seen that already?
Well, it's been done. It's been seen. It's been... look, let me start off by saying one thing. This whole Kevin Nash and Triple H thing, let me start off with this comment, okay? Because I'm just generally speaking with everything you just mentioned. The Kevin Nash Triple H thing has been done, has been seen, and has been buried. Now we have to see it again. Like, is that I hope it's not in another Hell in a Cell match. But
No. I'm gonna have to call
you recall that one, right?
Yeah,
you recall
yeah,
that one, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
but, you know,
enough said that.
And by the way, welcome to our guests out there that are on the chat. Feel free to chat with us. Feel free to call us 714-868-0222. That's We Talk Pro Wrestling tonight. You're on with Richard Hard and my man, Stephen Cage. Now, again, they're hyping up this whole thing. According to the WWE.com, it states that both suffered strained ligaments and muscles but are expected back shortly. That is what WWE.com is stating. Now, backstage, Cage, The Undertaker and Michelle Kool, they were on Raw in Austin, but did you know that they just got married last year, in 2010, actually, and this is where they reside. Now, speaking about Nash, although we kind of jumped the gun there, Kevin Nash is set to wrestle a match in WWE. Now, this is a for sure thing. So, he already got his medical paperwork and contractual agreements. So they're just waiting on a couple of things there. And it's expected to be finalized this week. We will see Kevin Nash back inside the ring. And he was actually wrestling at one of these online pay-per-view events. I believe it was the AWE that featured all these old school guys. And if you guys have not seen it yet, please go to DDP's page on YouTube. I believe it's DDP TV. Look up a great interview he had with Perry Saturn. We're going to discuss this later. Cage, I told you about this earlier this week. But boy, Perry Saturn, we saw what happened. Perry Saturn, we saw what happened with Scott Hall. We all saw E60. What a great documentary on that side. Pure professionalism out there. Not like these. I don't even know what to call them. They get on the internet and rant and stay and say, that, oh, we're the best, blah, 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 blah. But they have no clue of what they're doing. But E60 did a great story on Scott Hall. And it impacted, I would say, not only the pro wrestling community, but the sporting community and outside of the sport community. I mean, it has touched everyone's heart. TMZ was on it like bees on honey. Scott Hall went out there, and from what we understand from the ending of the show, his son was trying to get back Scott Hall, and the only way they would share their time would be through wrestling. And Scott Hall wanted his son to kind of follow his footsteps. In fact, I saw him doing the Razor's Edge in one of their clips. But it turns out that TMZ.com had followed up with a report stating that what we saw at the end of that report actually ended up turning to the wrong side, as his son unfortunately gave up on Scott Hall. A very sad tale. It's very tragic to see Scott Hall. It's a guy that I personally idolize, and I thought he was super cool growing up. And, you know, Cage, it's sad to hear this stuff, because some of these guys, you know, guys that are our age, you know, in the late 20s, the 30s, we idolize these guys. And here we are waking up every morning, Saturday morning. Remember Superstars in the morning, and then we had, Monday Night Raw on USA Network.
Oh, yeah.
And now we realize that these guys were coming out on TV, you know, making everything all hunky-dory, but behind the scenes, they were doing cocaine and alcohol. Perry Saturn said that he hit the bottom of the bottom. He was doing meth. These guys portrayed these heroes on television, and we had to look at them. But sadly, behind their facade, they lived a horrible life. So we're going to discuss that. And guys, we want you to call in, because I think this is a very serious topic. And we saw what happened with Chris Benoit. We saw what happened with Brian Pillman. We saw what happened with all these guys. This is a very important topic that we talk about here this evening. 714-868-0222 is the number. And tonight, guys, we're going to have local, who's soon going to have his first match, Speedy, a local independent pro wrestler, is going to be calling in. I don't know what's up with the name, Cage, Speedy.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that Speedy kid. You know, that Speedy kid has done it all in South Florida. He, and again, I am not sucking up, Richard. Okay, let me make that straight. Speedy, he paid his dues all the way
Did
forward.
You say the F-word?
He went from, yeah. He paid his dues. He started off as a joke, all the way down to ring crew, all the way down to the photographer, and now look, he's about to have his first match on November 21st against his own brother, Dash Maverick, which he currently now holds the ICW
Hard
Knocks. Yeah,
I'm gonna get you some chapstick, because you're definitely looking for a match.
Let me tell you something, Richard Hart. I respect these guys. These guys have put their bodies on the line every day, like I did and like you did. Now, the problem with you is that you don't have the brass to actually admit it.
Yeah, right. Well, let me get inside the squared circle, and let me teach you a lesson before you go ahead and open your mouth. All right.
Last time I checked, you never beat me.
Yeah, we'll check. Why don't you Wikipedia that stuff? All right, as I mentioned earlier today, talks are that DX could possibly be returning. So Triple H and Shawn Michaels could somewhat get together and do something. Not exactly, there's no details on exactly what they're going to be doing, but this could be some sort of a way to promote their upcoming DX merchandise like they always do. But again, that's something in the talks. Now, as we know, WrestleMania is going to be here in South Florida, where we are actually transmitting live from. And the tickets go on sale November 5th. On November 4th, there's actually going to be a major event on Bayside. Now, Cage, I don't want to give the full scoop, but it seems like the Roman Show is going to have you covered when it comes to WrestleMania news here in Miami, Florida. We will keep you updated on everything that's happening. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening throughout that weekend, weeks prior leading to WrestleMania. So you have to keep it tuned here to the Roman Show. We're going to be even actually transmitting live from some of these locations, Cage. Can you believe that?
Oh, the Roman Show is growing, you know. It's like a ongoing bacteria, not in a bad way, but it's like a growing bacteria. You know, we're getting on people's nerves.
I think you're firing you out of your promo. Good thing
Let me tell you something again, Richard. We are like a bacteria. We sometimes are a bacteria to these people where they don't want to listen or find us boring. Guess what? Whether we are boring or whatever, you're going to end up listening to us. Why? Because if we're boring, and to your words, if we're boring, I just got two words for you, and it's not suck it. Do you want to help me on this one, Richard?
I keep it clean. We're on iTunes. We're on iTunes. All right, Stephen Cage, let's keep this thing going. So, it turns out now that WrestleMania is coming here to Miami. Let me just tell you here, the WWE actually released the amount of money that WrestleMania garnered last year. In Atlanta, WrestleMania had a major economic impact as it generated $62.1 million, and boy, do we need that money down here in Miami, Florida. So, who would have thought, huh? Something that people don't even think it's a sport, wrestling, pro wrestling, could hopefully help our economy down here in Miami, Florida. And boy, are we excited to have WrestleMania down here. All right, someone asked JR why Owen Hart is not in the Hall of Fame, or why hasn't he been inducted to the Hall of Fame. Now, this is what, question and answer. This is what he had to say. Apparently, according to him, this is, and I quote Jim Ross, Owen Hart has not been inducted because of potential legal issues with his estate, etc. So that's the latest on that. And as we spoke about that Scar Hall special, according to the latest ratings, about 834,000 viewers tuned in to watch that program last Wednesday. And let me tell you, Cage, I was excited and I was sad at the same time because, I was going to see a person I idolized. And unfortunately, I saw him, in a very sad and unfortunate way. All right, TMZ.com is reporting that former WWE star Gangrel was involved in a motorcycle accident this week and suffered a nasty elbow injury as a result. And Gangrel is actually pretty active in the wrestling scene, as he's very active with Rikishi. Remember Rikishi, Cage?
Oh, yeah, I remember. And as a matter of fact, Gangrel also started off with the name Vampire Warrior, for those that don't know.
Yes, he did. All right, and other news here. Batista's MMA manager, Cesar Gracie, appeared on one of these MMA shows, MMA Hour radio show, on today, and spoke about Batista's hopes of becoming a professional MMA fighter. Gracie said that Pro Elite Promotion is interested in using Batista, but for now, the former WWE superstar is focusing on his movie career. Now, this is one of the reasons why Batista left the WWE in the first place. There was some sort of jealousy there between Batista and Triple H, that Triple H was starring in all these films, with WWE films, but Batista never actually got the chance to appear in one of these movies. Although, he did get to appear in that movie with RVD. Did you ever get to see that movie, Cage?
No, I don't recall seeing that movie, no.
I guess if you want to see it, knock yourself out, but it's on Netflix. You can check it out, but, I don't want to be a critic about it, but I'll leave it to your opinion. And let's just say that Mr. Batista is a better wrestler.
Sounds fair.
But.
Sounds fair.
Again, it's up to you. It's a film. RVD did pretty good, though. You know, RVD is known to be a very quiet, shy guy, but, he did his job. RVD did a pretty cool job as an actor, believe it or not. And that's hard to believe.
Well, it's RVD. What do you expect? The five-star super... sorry, I was about to steal Max Stardom's line. I haven't been in wrestling so long. The RVD is the whole damn show. You know, he like, in this case, Max Stardom... I keep on saying Max Stardom. Guy I trained.
Well, really
guy I went to school with, okay? Yeah, I am a Mark. You got a problem? Yeah, and once Speedy gets on the line, you'll see what a true mark is. But anywho, as I was saying, RVD...
As long as they're not sponsoring, no marking around here in this program, son.
Well, listen.
You heard Max
Stardom but Max Stardom deserves the spot anyway, because
he's
one of the top notch.
Absolutely. He's a very nice guy. He called in last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? I sometimes forget. It was a great interview. And, I really appreciate the fact what he said last week, where he called all these so-called wrestling wannabes, and they said that because they only get one-hour class of training, they call themselves wrestlers, but they're really not.
Now, here's the thing.
To Mannix.
Now, here's, but I was talking about Max. So there's a difference. There's a difference between Mannix and Max. Now, mind you, I did listen to you. Yeah. Now, I did listen to your show last week, and yes, I agree. I agree with everything Michael Mannix had to say. But back to the RVD. RVD is one of the best talents in the professional wrestling business right now, bar none. You could call him a sports entertainer. You could call him a sport man. Whatever you want to call him, he is one of the best in the business right now. And,
yeah, and
whether
the movie actually that he starred in was The Wrong Side. That's the movie that Batista and RVD were part of. And I think Ja Rule, the rapper, was in it. It escapes my mind, but I think he was part of it. And again, hey, listen, if you guys want to comment on Batista's acting career, feel free to call in. You know, I'd love to hear your opinion. 714-868-0222. There's a lot of people out there in the chat room. Guys, go ahead and chat. We'd love to hear from you guys, your opinion, as we talk pro wrestling tonight. All right, Cage, let's talk a little bit about TNA. And by the way, are you a fan of this micro championship wrestling, Hulk Hogan's micro championship wrestling?
I personally think it's a fail.
Well, they're going to be touring in Canada in November, so if you want to check that out.
I'll think about
TNA,
it.
TNA, as we found out last week, James Storm is a new TNA champion, world champion. And, you know, Bobby Roode, great wrestler. Really reminds me of a mixture of a Kurt Hennig and a ravishing Rick Roode. And poor Bobby Roode fights or wrestles Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle defeats him. And then Angle jobs to James Storm for the belt. Now, this is all because of Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan said that he didn't find that Bobby Roode was ready to carry the crown of TNA. Now Cage, what do you think about this? But do you think that they're not treating Bobby Roode appropriately?
Personally, I think Bobby Roode is one of the best looking and upcoming wrestlers. He has the look, he has the talent. I just don't know why, you know, a person would actually bash someone else who's in the same company you're trying to help build. You know, I think Bobby Roode is the best thing since a guy like Ravishing Rick Roode. He has the look, he has the adrenaline, he has the enthusiasm, he has the talent, bar none. Now, if you were to ask me who would I pick between Bobby Roode and James Storm, that would be a pretty good toss-up because both of them are great talents. Both of them have the great mic skills. Both of them have the great look. But if I had to choose, I'll say Bobby Roode. Now, fans, if you also have a different opinion on that, of who you would have rather seen, if you rather have seen Bobby Roode or James Storm, I know that has a whole bunch of controversy all written all over it. Please call in. We want to hear your opinion.
You can go ahead and tweet us, Cage. You know, we're very interactive here. At RomanDH on Twitter or on the Facebook page, the fan page, facebook.com/RodolphoRRoman. Or the website, RodolphoRoman.com. You can check that out. But tonight, we're playing like a little Halloween scheme. Again, Richard Hard hosting the show with my co-host, Stephen Cage. Now, Cage, let's talk about Monday Night Raw. I know you were a little tied up with whatever you were trying to do earlier today and didn't get to see Monday Night Raw. But Monday Night Raw played a couple of commercials of the Muppets because they're going to be invading Monday Night Raw next Monday night, which I find quite interesting and very funny. I was a fan of the Muppets. I think that's pretty curious. You know? And we saw Miss Piggy beating up Kermit the Frog because Kermit the Frog was calling Kelly, but that's besides the point. But what are these guys trying to do? Where does the creative of WWE comes around by putting in the Muppets? I understand that they got to promote the movie, and I understand it's Halloween. But what do you think we can expect in this Monday Night Raw? Now that we're expecting The Rock to return on Survivor Series on November 20th.
Because think about it, Richard. You know, in this case, like, where you got the Muppets, you know how many people they're just going to drive in for all those people who are, like, those little geeky fans, you know, that are, like, into that comic book style and then the 1980s style and all that stuff. Do you know how many people they're going to drive in just to see Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy inside the WWE ring?
Yeah, no, you're definitely right about that, and considering that... it is Halloween, so it's appropriate for that, so we could expect some fireworks from the Muppets. Hopefully Kermit the Frog could choke slam John Cena, but that's just my opinion. Although I like his shirt, the Rise Above Hate t-shirt. I got to give kudos to John Cena for that one. But Cage, on another note, tonight we saw Santino Marella in action in Monday Night Raw. He had hair, a lot of hair. So I was kind of impressed with that. But nonetheless, he jobbed to Dolph Ziggler. I don't understand why they let go of the whole Intercontinental. Remember that, what was it he called? The Santino Marella buzzer. What was it that he called it?
I'm trying to remember. Again, Richard, it's been a while since I've been in wrestling. You would have to excuse my.
The Honkometer? Was it the Honkometer?
Yeah, I think
it
so.
The Honkometer. Yeah, it was the Honkometer. How many wins he needed in order for him to break the record. All right, we have a caller on the line, and guys, we had scheduled Trina Mason, a professional model and wrestler, to call in. Unfortunately, we have not heard from her yet. Her agent, we've been in talks with her agent, but was trying to reach out to her. It's a little late right now, so sometimes it could get a little bit tied up here this time around. So in the meantime, we're going to bring in none other than Speedy on the line here in the Pro Wrestling Show edition. Speedy, how you doing, my man?
Yo, found it. All right, we're on the phone. This isn't going to work. All right, I need you to do something for me. Okay. Ready?
Speedy, are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. Just put your fist up to the phone. Is your fist up to the phone? Is
okay.
It?
Okay.
And you honestly believe me, I'm
going
to be. All right,
yeah, we're going. How's it going, guys?
All right, Speedy. Hey. On a serious note here, you're along with Stephen Cage on the other side and all of our guests on the chat room. And guests on the chat room, some of them are leaving. Please stay and call us 714-868-0222. Speedy, first and foremost, I remember you back in the day, in the early ICW days, carrying a camera, taking pictures. And by the way, kudos on the pictures. I think you do a quite very good job.
Oh,
but
thank you, my man. Thank you.
Now we're going to see you in action in the ring. And this comes after some heinous attacks that's been taken on you. How are you preparing about your debut inside the ring?
Well, as anybody who's about to debut, I'm very, very nervous. But I know that I can give it 100%. I'm going to train as hard as I can in the next, how many days? 27 days. I'm doing a countdown on my fan page. I'm going to train as hard as possible and see if I can give 100% on this. And hopefully I won't get fired.
But hold on. Pardon for me interrupting your interview here, Mr. Hart.
Yeah.
But Speedy, let me get this straight. You know, I was there when I was first introduced to ICW. You started off as, like, the joke amongst the boys, you know, when you were coming out as, what was it, the tornado or whatever. And then you broke that mode, and you became a ring crew, and then a photographer, and then now, I just looked at your fan page right now on Facebook, and you look absolutely amazing. What inspired you to do this transition?
Ah, man, I don't know. It's just, you know, ever since back in the day when I was a joke, I was picked on by the boys, and all through high school, I was picked on in school and middle school and all these days. And then, you know, it just kept going on through the locker room, and everybody kept making fun of me, and I couldn't take anymore. Sean Phoenix was a jerk, and I just had to give him a piece of my mind. And then Jack Zero, he's another jerk, and I had to give it to him too.
Well, let me tell you, Speedy, I was sitting in the crowd when you were victimized by a bunch of those Sean Prime beatings, I'm finally glad that you're finally taking some you know, pride into yourself and saying, look, I'm going to put on these pair of tights or a pair of shorts and this jacket, and I'm going to break somebody's neck. And you know what? I would. And who you fight? When's the date against Speedy? When's the your match again?
It's engraved in my mind. It's November 19th.
So Speedy, are you going to be taking pictures as you wrestle? Are you going to be doing something new?
if I could, I would. If I had a clone of myself, I would totally.
Now Speedy,
as a
photographer, do you have a website? Or I know you're very active on your Facebook there that people could check out your work.
Yeah, I have a website, but I don't really update it. It's more on my Facebook. Just, you know, look up Speedy, and the one with my face on it is me, obviously.
All right.
But
you been training, Speedy?
I don't train much, but I get trained. I've been to training. I've watched, and you know, it's just I've watched good people teach me stuff and all sort of stuff. And I don't think I'm 100% ready, but after these 27 days, I think I'll be good enough for this match.
Well, and not to interrupt you again, Mr. Hart, but that's the thing where I applaud you for, Speedy. Because on November the 19th, you're not fighting just any other regular wrestler like a Jack Zero or Kikling. You're fighting your own brother, Dash Maverick.
My own brother.
For the ICW Hard Knocks title in a fight or fired match. That is beyond pressure. And, like, you are more closer to Dash than anyone else. I want to know what's on your mind about the match, and I want to know what your brother has been saying about the match. And by all means, if Dash Maverick is listening to this show right now, we would love for him to call in right now.
Yes, it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to even think of. I never thought that it would ever come down to this, but I love my job as a photographer. And I think my brother obviously loves his job as the wrestler, so neither of us want to lose our jobs. But I don't know. It's just I don't want to think about it as much as I should. But at the same time, I have to. It's a weird cycle, but you know, it has to be done.
What? Now, Richard.
I can tell you. Speedy, you got some supporters out here. Let's take this call. Maybe he wants to speak to Speedy. Caller, you're on the Roman Show Pro Wrestling Edition. May I have your name?
Yeah, this is Dash, actually. It's his brother. Oh.
Hey,
oh,
Dash,
my God.
All righty. Well, both of you guys are going to face off. This is kind of unusual to have two brothers who are going to wrestle each other. Cage, I'm in shock here. How do you guys prepare mentally before getting inside the ring when you guys are blood brothers? Dash, let's start off with you.
Well, look, it's going to be kind of tough. The truth of the matter is he is my brother, and I've spent most of my life protecting him, you know, keeping him secure, making sure he doesn't get hurt, and now we're actually going to step in the ring across from each other, and it's going to be our goal, our objective to hurt each other. And there's absolutely nothing tougher that I've had to deal with knowing that fact that I'm going in there and I have to purposely hurt my own brother. But we talked about it afterwards. We, you know, we went in the back there and we talked, we discussed it, and Speedy was actually being modest. I was listening to the radio show. He was actually being modest early when he said he hasn't trained that much. He's been at training as long as I have. And, yeah, maybe he hasn't gotten in the ring and done too much physical stuff, but he's run the ropes. He's taken the bumps. He's done the flips, but he's been there to watch and listen, and he's gone through absolutely everything I've gone through since day one. He may not have the experience because he chose to be a photographer rather than a professional wrestler, but he has gone through pretty much everything I've gone through as far as the wrestling training is concerned. Not to mention
now, Speedy,
that at home.
And sorry to cut you off, Dash. But Speedy, knowing that you're going to wrestle your brother, who has a lot of more experience, are you intimidated in any way?
Intimidated? Man, that's a hard question. I would say yes and no, because he is my brother, and he'd take care of me. But we have to do this fight. We can't hold back on this. So I know that he can throw really good punches. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm intimidated, if I'm not intimidated, if I'm brave or scared. It's really mixed feelings right now. It's just a really awkward situation.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It reminds me of the good old Bret Hart versus Owen Hart fights, wrestling matches when they had. And I remember that one steel cage they had, which was quite unusual. But, you know,
show stealer,
despite of the game, despite of the fact, both of you guys got to respect each other, and I'm sure that both of you guys are going to give us a great performance coming up on your match. And when is your match scheduled for?
It's going to be November 19th at ICW's Challenge of Champions.
There you go, right before Survivor Series, the return of The Rock. Boys, it's a pleasure to have you here on The Roman Show. Like always, Dash, Speedy, we wish you good luck, both of you guys. And please take care of each other when you're inside the ring, guys.
And before we let go of Mr. Maverick, I just want to go ahead and just ask Mr. Maverick one quick question here. Are you ready for your promo battle with Sean Prime in November? Are you ready for that one?
I don't think I have to be ready, all right? Because the fact of the matter is, when you get me on that line and I get Sean Prime face-to-face, I'm going to tell him exactly what I think, and I'm not going to be holding back. There's not going to be a promo. There's just going to be me telling Sean Prime exactly what I think and exactly what I'm going to do to him when I get that match that he gave me.
Oh,
wow.
Perfect.
Strong words. I'm excited. I am excited. Dash, Speedy, thank you so much for calling in. And, man, I'm asking for that promo battle coming up soon here in the Roman Show. Guys, good night. Thank you so very much, and take care of yourselves on that upcoming match with you guys. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Found it.
There you go. Both of these gentlemen will be facing off coming up shortly here at an ICW event.
Sure.
And on the line, Cage, we have one of our correspondents that's going to help us out with his whole WrestleMania coverage soon.
Randall.
Randall.
Hey, how you doing, Roman?
How you doing, Randall? Randall, you've been listening into our show, and Randall is going to help us out little by little with the world coverage of WrestleMania. Randall, how are you feeling? It's a few months away, but, man, WrestleMania, I can feel the buzz out here. How are you feeling today with this world WrestleMania stuff and then The Rock returning on November 20th?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. You know, it's interesting the way they're bringing The Rock back into the Survivor Series. And, you know, I was wondering how – I mean, obviously we all knew he had announced that he was going to come back, but I was wondering if he was going to be in a match, if he was going to be in action, or if he was just going to come out and do the hype promo or what was going to happen. But now this announcement with the John Cena tag team against Awesome Truth, very interesting.
Yeah, in a way, it doesn't really make sense, to be honest, Randall. You
yeah,
know, these
I mean,
guys are going to face off.
It's interesting because it's a different path that I didn't expect. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do, what angle they're trying to push with John teaming up with Rock. I have no idea.
And you know, it was talked about that they were going to have this pro WWE versus an anti WWE with The Miz and R-Truth, but now.
Yeah.
They have Kevin Nash and Triple H going against each other. So maybe we can have Kevin Nash and it's R-Truth and the Miz group face off against, you know, with The Rock, John Cena, and Triple H, maybe CM Punk. But CM Punk, they just mentioned that he might wrestle Alberto Del Rio in Survivor Series. So definitely everything is up in the air. And some of the storylines don't tend to make any sense. Because let's go back to this whole CM Punk thing. When Kevin Nash said that he was the one in charge of the text messaging, that he was called, it really doesn't really follow the storyline.
Yeah, they kind of mix things up a bit. All I'm saying is if Kevin Nash comes back for a match, I just hope he improves his powerbomb a little bit better because that jackknife looked horrible at Vengeance, and hopefully he can not botch a jackknife again. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to see what they're doing because they've really mixed it up a lot. I don't know if they're – what's going on with CM Punk. He was gaining so much momentum, and I don't know. I just feel like it's being held back a little bit now. And,
yeah.
I mean, I just hope they push him a little bit more because now that, you know, John is kind of getting out of the picture of Alberto Del Rio, and all that. I mean, I just hope that they push him a little bit further.
Yeah, no doubt about that. One guy they should definitely push, and is definitely getting a lot of love for the people, especially in the internet, Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder was going to make his first Monday Night Raw main event appearance, and boom, here he comes. R-Truth and The Miz to take the spotlight away from Mr. Woo 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 Woo. And
well,
it's only a matter
of
time.
They
have been giving him a push, but I think that at least they should have possibly even given him more of a shot against Dolph Ziggler. I know Ziggler's a great wrestler right now. He's getting a lot of heat. But they need some good baby faces other than just John Cena and Randy Orton. And I think by building up a person like Zack Ryder, who is, I mean, the guy pretty much has been very active on the internet and has set his own standards when it comes to popularity.
Yeah.
To give this guy a push,
fan base,
this is like a TNA with Bobby Roode, huh?
The fan base he's grown is incredible. Just by doing that internet show, he's grown such an audience that you see more signs in the crowd than you see for anybody else nowadays. It's incredible what he's done just on his own.
Right, and you know, and actually that's one of the shows that they're thinking or contemplating on having on that WWE network. It's part of the Zack Ryder show. I don't know who that Wolf and Cage, we were laughing about this the other day, that they're going to have a reality show with all these WWE legends stuck in one home.
Yeah, I heard that show last week.
I'm just hoping to get the Iron Sheik there. I really do.
I can't agree more. I can't agree more.
He would definitely give ratings. But I just hope that they don't stick to that PG rating because, well, I don't think they're going to do too well with ratings. But nonetheless, Randall, one question more. Your opinion on Skaha. It's a tragedy to see a guy that people like yourself, Cage, myself, and have maybe even idolized, and now see this guy on TV, and unfortunately, he's a sad case. He's battled with alcohol and other sorts of drugs. You saw him walking down the aisle. And just because he still wants that urge, that feeling of the people chanting his name, he goes out there not knowing that he has a mental and a physical problem.
Yeah.
And it was all featured on national television, Randall.
Yeah, it's very sad. I mean, what makes it even more sad is that, you know, that documentary that they did on ESPN, you know, a lot of people were touched by it and, you know, saw it like, you know, at least by the end of it, he looked like he was doing a little bit better. But, and then you hear the random news that he's falling down the same hole again, and even his son left his side at this point and even probably gave up on his own dream of pursuing a career in wrestling just because of seeing what his dad's doing and was going through his dad's life. So it's unfortunate, man. It's sad. I mean, regardless, I mean, the guy had a legendary career. And, you know, I just hope the man actually gets the help he needs. Or if not, then what we've been hearing from X-Pac and everybody else who's been close to Scott Hall is actually going to happen, that they're just going to wait around and expect him to pass away soon. Which is
yeah, and you know, I believe it was X-Pac who said it. You know, we're just waiting, and just like him, I saw an interview and I mentioned earlier about Perry Saturn. That and if you haven't had a chance to see this, go to YouTube DDPTV, I believe it is. And an interview we had not heard of Perry Saturn for a few years. It turns out Perry Saturn was living on the streets. He was doing such drugs as meth and cocaine and crack and all these things. And Perry Saturn, now thankfully, he's cleaned up his act and he's a lot better. But, boy, you know, I'm just hoping that these wrestlers get to clean themselves. They have some sort of a they have something as far as when it comes to drug policy in the WWE. And I hope they're getting a lot tough on this because it's very important. Randall, thank you so very much for calling in to the Roman Show. We appreciate it and we look forward to contributing to the show once WrestleMania gets here.
Oh, definitely, man. I can't wait. I'm excited.
All righty, Randall. Thank you so very much, and we'll see you next time. And keep it tuned here, all right? And
all right,
follow
you,
Randall on eloctagono.com if you want any mixed martial arts information in Spanish. Thank you, Randall.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we have Mr. Jim Barcelone of the Miami Herald. Jim, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, thank you, Rodolfo. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank
you,
Jim. Now, Jim, and you're on also with my co-host, Stephen Cage. Jim, now you cover pro wrestling and other combat fighting sports for the Miami Herald. Now, Jim, you've been doing this stuff for quite some time, and it's featured a lot on the MiamiHerald.com. Now, there seems to be not much of when it comes to journalism, too much of an emphasis on pro wrestling, but you have taken this to a whole other level. I see constant articles on the MiamiHerald.com, Jim.
Basically, they used to do a weekly column in their sports section many years ago, and it was something they had. But when the internet started, the thought was, let's just take this to the internet and go that route, because you're not confined to a quarter of a page, a fifth of a page, a third of a page, fourth. But you're not confined to the space requirements. If you want to do this for online, you could just do as much as you want. And, of course, they're all for that because they don't have to worry about any spatial issues with all the other different types of sports that they're covering in the newspaper. And I think that's the mindset for me was to do that. I wrote for print for a little bit, but I noticed sometimes it would get in, sometimes it wouldn't, sometimes it would be smaller than other weeks. And I totally understood because basically – for as bad as they are right now, the Miami Dolphins still, it's the number one thing down in South Florida. It's the number one, it's the most reacted type of sport that we have here, the most populated with fans, for better or worse, are with that. So you're going to get a lot of football, you're going to get a lot of Dolphins coming from the print side. So my thought was, let's try to focus on the internet, let's try to focus online and do something there. And they were favorable toward that and basically just started doing it that way.
Jim, now that you mentioned that, I remember that section in the sports section way back in the day. And in fact, they had a little caricature of a pro wrestler's face. And that was the section that you're talking about. And it had it in the Miami Herald. I totally remember right now.
Yes,
you brought me back to.
Uh-huh. No, you're right. You're right. That's what they used to do. But we didn't have the internet back then. Basically, that was it. And it really was Paul Anger. Paul Anger was the sports editor. I believe he is now the editor-in-chief, maybe in Detroit, for a big publication, the Free Press. I hope I'm not getting the wrong publication, but I think that's it. But Paul Anger was the sports editor at the time. It was before my time. But he was behind doing that, getting that in the sports section. And, you know, it was a lot different back then, too, because it really wasn't brought out to the public that this was scripted. It still was considered something for the sports section. And then as time evolved and Vince McMahon went to the New Jersey state legislature and said, well, yeah, we are scripted, so he could get a big tax break on his events. he wouldn't have to be under the jurisdiction of the New Jersey Sports Athletic Commission by doing that, and he would it would financially pleasing. And then it more and more came out, and they more or less got away from the sports section and all. But even back before then, back in the day, we used to run, I remember looking at archives, when it was Dusty Rhodes and Gordon Solie in the big days of championship wrestling from Florida, and they were at the Miami Beach Convention Center every Wednesday night, they would have results with a few graphs the next day in Thursday's paper sports section on the wrestling matches.
And Jim, one thing I noticed now, to what respect do we have for pro wrestling journalists, Jim? I mean, because most of the stuff is like you mentioned, you know, pro wrestling is scripted. But when it comes to this, do they have some sort of a respect to it? To when it comes to pro wrestling and journalism, when you got, you know, PWI, Pro Wrestling Magazine, and WrestleZone on the internet, to what point is there some sort of a respect for a journalist who covers pro wrestling, Jim?
I think it depends. I think, like anything, it depends on who it is. I think how they conduct themselves. You know, if it's like anything. If you read something and it's gossip, or if it's sources said, you take it with a grain of salt. You're flipping a coin. Is it right? Is it wrong? You know, what were the ramifications? Why did the source say that without revealing their name? Were they afraid of their job? Was it because they did a trade-off where, hey, if I give you some information, don't use my name, but make sure you play me up in your written publication or your written script? Do they make it up unbeknownst to the journalist that's writing it? Do they do that because they have a vendetta against somebody? There's all issues and all, but you know what? Whatever the situation is, whatever the choice is, if you're the writer and you're going to use that information, then you have to be held responsible for it, whether it was someone else that led you down the wrong way or the right way. You're the one that's – you're the final one. You're the one that's putting it out there. I think among the wrestling community, just who you like anything else, whether you're watching Peter Gammons for baseball, Peter King for football, whatever sport it is. Is it someone you read their reports, you read their interviews, their stories, and you know, as far as if you're talking from that standpoint, it's just like people who read the stuff. But if it's for someone else from another sport, you know, there's a lot of MMA that they don't particularly respect pro wrestling, even though you had Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley that have come over from the pro wrestling side. And Brock just did crazy things in MMA and is still doing it. And Bobby Lashley, you know, had a few good matches. I don't think he's in limbo right now with everything. But, you know, when they look at when the mixed martial arts look at pro wrestling, I think it's more of, well, you know, this isn't like our sport, obviously. This isn't our thing. And they sort of scoff at it a little bit. I remember Brock took a lot of heat when he first started just because he came from the world of pro wrestling. Remember Kurt Angle when he came into pro wrestling? He took a lot of heat from the amateur wrestling community because he decided to do that. But you know what, now as it's evolving, I think that they're more just receptive to what it is. It is sports entertainment. WWE likes to call it sports entertainment, and that's what it is. It's these guys that are athletic, that are doing risky things in the ring, but you have to be athletic to do them. And it's scripted and it's entertainment. So,
Jim,
in a sense, I hope I sort of answered your question. I think it's gotten a lot better as far as from back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jim, let's talk about WrestleMania. I was in WrestleMania in Orlando, and I saw, media from all over the world. And, you know, and I have this discussion all the time here with my coworkers. Wrestling's not a sport. But, boy, to notice that people from China, from Japan, from Australia, from all sorts of the world come to see WrestleMania, a thing that is scripted, but yet again has a strong following. What can people expect here in Miami, Florida, in your words?
This is the biggest event of the year. It used to be the Tokyo Dome would have in Japan, would have huge event every year, and that was like the mega event. I think this is now around the world, this is the event of the year. Whether you like WWE or not, this is pro wrestling, sports entertainment. This is their Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This is their big caveat. And that's why you get – I mean, in Mexico, they respect pro wrestling more than they do amateur wrestling. That's sort of the flip side of how it's treated in Mexico. In Mexico, pro wrestling is treated with much respect. In Japan, still. Pro wrestling and baseball and sumo wrestling are their three biggest sports. And yes, they consider pro wrestling their sport. In Mexico, soccer and pro wrestling, they're two biggest things. It's just the mindset, the culture, the community, and that's what it is. And I think what you have is you have people, like you said, Japan, people from England, Ireland, all around the world, Mexico, other Latin American countries coming to WrestleMania to witness this huge spectacle. And it's a lot of fun. I say a couple of things. When you talk about is it sport, is it entertainment, I think it's both. But here's my other thing I say. You could lean toward either one way or the other, is it entertainment, is it sport. But from what I think, most of the fans that watch WWE, most of the fans that watch TNA, I think they're more apt to be in sports fans than any other fans for any other entity that's out there, music, business, news, whatever type of situation it is, whatever type of brand it is. I think you find a lot of the wrestling fans are sports fans. Heck, you find a lot of athletes are sports fans. Every time you watch a show, not every time, but a lot of times, who do you see sitting in the front row? Some famous athlete. Look at Aaron Rodgers, Super Bowl MVP with the big championship belt, and he makes the belt gesture around his waist. You see a lot of the athletes, Jason Taylor, good friends with The Rock, big fan. And all. You see a lot of the athletes, and they respect it. They do respect it. They don't want to get in the ring. A few have tried. Karl Malone, Dennis Rodman, Kevin Green. There have been Mongo McMichael. There have been some that have tried that have made it in other sports and then given it a try. But when they get there, they realize just how tough it is to be in there. But when you come back to WrestleMania, WrestleMania is the big event. It'll be a huge, huge brand. It'll be a huge event for us for down here in South Florida. WrestleMania week. It's not just one day. It's a host of activities. And just, you know, be on the lookout. We're going to have a big announcement in a few days about the big kickoff party that'll be happening for the ticket sales. So that's going to be a big thing down here. Every year they do it. So we're going to have a lot of information on that event, where it's going to be down here. And usually what you can do is, tickets are going on sale November 5th via Ticketmaster. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. around the world. But for the kickoff party, you have an opportunity to get your tickets before anyone else can. Well, other than the pre-sale silver package, gold package tickets they already released. But you know what I mean. For the most part, for tickets, the kickoff party is the event. And that will be down here in Miami. So get ready for that big news to come out in the next few days, the time, location. And usually you'll have a few special guests there as well. So it's a fun time for the fans.
We can't go wrong with that. I believe it's November 4th. I know that we're waiting on the details on that, Jim, but definitely excited for that. Now, Jim, when it comes to interviewing a wrestler, you know, some of these wrestlers have to keep to their character. I remember trying to approach The Undertaker once, and I was just thrown away. But nonetheless, so how approachable are these guys? Because you talk to most of them. I saw a great article you did on Edge. But when you speak to these guys, do some of them stick to the characters because they have to, or some of them just get out of the box and just talk to you as a straight-up person who got involved with the sport?
That's interesting, and I like that question, because I'm going to tell you, back in the day, when you go back in the magazines, Bill Apter, he's the guru, the godfather of pro wrestling journalists, photographers. He did it all, and he was the big man behind Pro Wrestling Illustrated and Superstars, which was another magazine they did. And just he went on and did a lot of different magazines. And I'm still very active today, doing a lot of pro wrestling stuff. When they used to write back then, it was strictly about the wrestler's character and the angles and storylines they were in. You wouldn't see about the real, true person, who it really was. That would not be there. That wouldn't come out. That's just not how it was covered. Because back in the day, too, you got to remember, there was still that allure of, oh, this is real. This is real. A lot of fans still thought it was something that was not scripted, that actually these people hated each other. They got in the ring, they beat each other up, and there was a winner. Now that's all changed, and it's become entertainment, and you get more media play because they're on all these different talk shows and everything. So for the most part now, and they know when I do an interview that it's – and I've had a few people I've had to – approach beforehand, going through the different companies they were with and just saying, look, here's what I do. Here are my stories. Look, if you want an idea, look here, look at the MiamiHerald.com website, see how this is what I write about. I just don't do the angles. If they want to do that, they can watch the TV show. Why do I want to write about that and what they're saying? They've already said it on TV. So they know ahead of time that this is how I work, and this is the style of writing I have, is to talk to them in a more serious tone, and there'll be a few lighthearted things thrown in there as well. But for the most part, and for the most part, most of the wrestlers do that. You pick the wrong person, though, to go talk to and try to do that, because one of the few people that stays in character 24/7 is The Undertaker. We had that problem with him, too. There was a golf tournament many years ago that Sergeant Slaughter did, and they were down at Doral, and it was a charity event, and The Undertaker was there. And I remember, can't remember Dave's last name. Dave works at Sportsline, and he does the fantasy football for them. And he used to do wrestling back in the day. And we were both at the event with some other people covering it. And because we knew a lot of the Hardys were going to be there, Lita was going to be there. There was a JBL was there, Undertaker was there for the charity golf tournament. And we were like, oh, this would be cool. And then there was Undertaker, and they gave us like 20 minutes with him, which he doesn't like to do interviews. And he did it not in character, and it was. You know, it was just great. But it was one of the few times that he's ever done that. Because even to this day, he still stays in his character for the most part. I'm sure somebody would be able to get him out of character. But he's really sticks to that character mode. And, you know, my thing is I'm trying to do something with him just because of the undefeated streak, and hopefully I'll be able to get an interview with him and talk seriously about his streak and what it means to him and some of the matches he's had for that. But that one is one of the few that still stays in character.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Jim. You know, I was kind of like, oh, boy, I do remember interviewing MVP, and he would go on and off his character. But I guess since he's a local guy, he kind of seemed, well, kind of courteous to speak to me and so forth. Well, Jim,
I think,
so
if you go ahead of time, too, like you say, hey, listen, this is who I work for, this is who I am, and this is, you know, my style of writing, this is what I do. I had maybe a year or two ago, up at TNA tapings up in Orlando at the Universal Studios. I was going to set to interview Daphne and Steve, Dr. Stevie. I think he was going by Dr. Stevie Richards at that time.
Uh-huh.
And when I was going to do the interview, you know, I was basically going to ask them questions about the character, but then also about their background and some other interesting facets of their careers. And I was going to do the interview, and they came back to me, the public relations people, and basically they had said, well, Stevie will do the interview, but only in character. And I was like, well, you know what, that's not the way I do. I says, if they want to see his character, which, well, he doesn't feel like it's the good timing right now for him to not be in character since he's playing this type of character. And then Daphne was standing, I guess, with him and said, oh, yeah, I don't want to do that either then. So it was like, all right, you know, I respect that, but just tell them, you know, just tell both of them that's okay. I says, you know, because I had other interviews to do, too, so that was okay. I was just like, I totally understand where they're coming from. I respect that, but this is how I do it, and, you know, maybe another time we'll do that. And then that was it. So we didn't do the interview, obviously, because it just wasn't – I just didn't want to get in there and him be like, and yeah, I'm I've made Abyss to what he is, and I have this control over him, and just, you know, just do all that. I was like, nah, I don't want that. You'd like, you'd see the TV show. Why do I want that? So – so that was but I think if you're up front and they know ahead of time, then you get a better interview, too, because they know, oh, you're just strictly not doing this as part of our character. No, that's not how it is. And like I said, they understand a little more nowadays because it has changed so much. And you see them on all these different TV shows and other magazines and all. So they do take it a little more, get into their personal lives a little bit and some of their thoughts of what they've done in their careers.
Now, Jim, what can we expect as far as coverage with WrestleMania and the Miami Herald? I know you're very active, and if you need some help, I'm always available. But what can we expect, Jim, from as far as coverage?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is we're going to have we should be having a story this week in our business section looking at the economic impact of WrestleMania. That's going to be in print. Most of it's all going to be on – I think most of it's going to be online. But for that'll be in print. I'm thinking we're going to have a little something in print on the big ticket on sale ticket kickoff party. Thank you. Well, I'm pretty sure we'll have something next week in there on that. And as we get closer to the event, we'll have some things here and there. I've already started once the announcement was made. I've already started online, just going with WrestleMania and the theme for WrestleMania. Any interviews that myself or Scott Fishman. Scott's a writer that's been doing a lot. Scott does work here. He does some other publications and all, and he's been writing some stories on some of the – he did a story just recently on Bret Hart and Bret Hart's take on this big Greatest Rivalries DVD, Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels DVD, which I got a chance to view, and it's awesome. The two of them just sit there going through their whole careers and then talking about the incident. And
wow.
More, because it wasn't just that incident that made their careers. Obviously, it was a big controversy. But their careers both have been just incredible, and it's a great DVD. And he got a chance to do a phone interview with Bret Hart. So, and he talked about WrestleMania with Bret Hart. So we'll have something about that on there. A lot of the ones that I'm talking to, that I'm gonna have something with Rey Mysterio. He's been convalescing his knee surgeries and trying to get back for WrestleMania. I mean, that's how long a process this is going to be for Ray. So I'll have something on that. But anytime I've had an interview, I've tried to incorporate some type of WrestleMania talk in the interview and just keep it going and keep it flowing. And I'll keep doing that online. And then as we go with print, we'll have a story here or there. And then obviously WrestleMania week, I'm hopeful before then we'll have something in there and then go from there. I have a lot more input online than I do in print, so those are other people that are in charge that are taking more of the stronghold as to what gets in the print side and all. So, but that's what'll
Wonderful.
Be coming up. That's what'll be coming up.
Well, Jim, if I could be of an assistance, please let me know. And you're always welcome here on the Roman Show. We're going to do our best as well as covering all of the WrestleMania activities. And there's going to be a lot. You know, they got all.
Oh my God, the activities they're going to have the art show, which is for charity, which will be a great event. They're going to be having the Hall of Fame, of course, which they've already announced. Mil Máscaras being the first one inducted, because in Mexico, I read this online, and then it was on one of the YouTube, someone had it on YouTube, so it was like, okay, this is something that's legit then. But it was when they were in Mexico City, Triple H came out and announced already the first one to be inducted into the Hall of Fame for 2012 will be Mil Máscaras, Man of a Thousand Masks, famous luchador who actually bridged the gaps between the lucha style and bringing it to America and becoming very successful. Pro Wrestling Illustrated had him as the top babyface back in the day for, I can't remember what year, but back in the day he actually made it as the top one. And this is the time when Bruno Sammartino, Dusty Rhodes, Andre the Giant were huge babyfaces and all. And Mil Máscaras was able to bring that lucha style to people like Rey Mysterio, of course, and just the High Flyers even, that today they have – to a degree, I have Mil Máscaras to thank, and he's going to be the first inductee. So that'll be something to look forward to. We'll be looking at that. And then there's also a golf tournament. They'll be having a golf tournament, which is a fun thing that they'll get out there and do that. They'll have Raw will be down here the night after WrestleMania. So there's going to be a lot of events. And then you know what happens, too. They'll have a lot of events not associated with WWE, probably Ring of Honor. I know they're going to have a Legends Wrestling Convention down here.
Right.
So Fort Lauderdale, Miami, they'll have all these other events outside of WWE that'll be down here, and there'll be a lot for people to do during WrestleMania week. I mean, the other thing I remember this too, I wrote this somewhere. Miami-Dade County Fair is around that time as well, and the last couple of years we've had FCW, Florida Championship Wrestling at the Miami-Dade County Youth Fair, the WWE's developmental group. Now I'm wondering, because WrestleMania is here, if they're going to cancel that this year, or if they're going to do it maybe the week before WrestleMania week, as sort of like almost like a kickoff to WrestleMania week, which I think would be a nice thing to do, but we'll see how that all plays out.
Wow. Well, Jim, thank you so very much. And again, keep us up to date with all of the WrestleMania events happening here in Miami, Florida, and anyone else out there listening. I think we're going to go ahead and coin this, Jim, as the official WrestleMania internet web show, as you will get tuned in all the scoop here. We're going to work hard to let you in on the scoop as far as all of the events happening around town. So, Jim, thank you so very much for your informative interview. A lot of information, a lot of cool stories you told us as far as interviewing these guys. And we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule, Jim.
Yes, just let me know anytime. Anytime I can work it in, of course. Thank you, Rodolfo.
No, thank you, sir. And follow Jim on the MiamiHerald.com. Just look for him, Jim Barcelone. And when is your next article coming out, Jim?
Yeah, you know what, I'm working on a Rey Mysterio article as we speak, so I'm going to, now they got my daily duties done, and now I'll do a little bit of that tonight. And basically, it's MiamiHerald.com/sports/wrestling, and I finished one on a wrestler called Pequeño Halloween, who is, if anyone remembers Halloween from WCW, but is actually a luchador. But he's the mini version of this, and a whole other story we'll get into another time. But I just did a story on that because that's that MTV2 Lucha Libre USA. I don't know if you guys have seen that Masked Warriors. It's on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
He wrestles for that group, so I did an interview with him. I got that up there. Scott Fishman's Bret Hart interview is up, and got a few other things up there, some TNA stuff. Bobby Roode, Tara, formerly Victoria. And like I said, what I'm working on now is a Rey Mysterio one. Got to speak with Rey and getting with that. And also, I'll throw this out there, too. I created a WrestleMania Facebook page. And
You were the one who created that one.
Well, I don't know which one you saw. This is WWE WrestleMania 28 Miami. Yeah, Rodolfo, of course, because Rodolfo, you're on there. Why should I even say that? And I the administrator, yeah, because I know you post on there, and thank you. Yes, I got that page up because I want it. obviously for local fans, it's nice, and this is good. But I really wanted to try to fans that are coming out of town to know the area a little bit, what they're getting themselves into, where to go, where not to go. Just some things would even like with with SunPass. You know, I can get into all that. I hate the SunPass thing, but with the roads. But anyway, yeah, there's a that's yes. I'm got that up there too. Is going with that. So if any fans are listening out there, if they want to check that out, if they're local and they want to help fans coming from out of town, places to eat, hotels, anything like that, informational, because, you know, we could do a lot of the wrestling stuff, which is great, sports entertainment, which we want to do. But, you know, I think, like, since we're all the hosts, you're a host, I'm a host, that we should help the fans from around the world that are coming here to give them an idea of Miami and what they can go, where they can go, and how they can get there. So we'll be doing that as well.
No,
okay, Rodolfo, there you go.
Thank you so very much.
Let me talk to you guys later. Thank you both.
Thank you so very much, Jim. You have a great night. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night. We'll be in contact. Thank you, sir. All right. Well, wow, Stephen Cage. What a great interview, man. We were schooled on pro wrestling history. I know we're off the air right now, but, you know, the guys listening to the archives. Wow, what a great interview, Cage.
No, I must agree, and much respect and much dibs off to Mr. Jim Barcelone for all that info. Let me tell you, if there was a way to go back in time and go through each and every past tense of wrestling, of the world of wrestling, Jim Barcelone just literally put us in a time machine and helped us out with Wrestling 101. You know, that was an amazing interview, and again, my shout-out go to Jim Barcelone for even calling in on us today. So I give him a whole bunch of credit for that.
No doubt. All right. Cage, we're done, but you have something to say.
Oh, yeah. Now that El Electrico is gone, let me just do this shout out of the week. We had Speedy on the line earlier, and now he just sent me a message that he wanted to send out a shout out to not just you, Richard Hart, and me, Stephen Cage, but he also wanted to send out a shout out to all his fans and his brother. He wanted to say, pound it. So, yep, that's what he wanted to send us to all. I guess that means when your fist bumps together. I'm not with you right now live at the Roman Studios right now, Richard, but if we were there live, I'm pretty sure we could pound it.
Okay. All right, Cage, that's it for the Roman Show Pro Wrestling Edition. Catch the MMA on Wednesday. On Thursday, the special edition, special interview with the official voice of the Octagon, Bruce Buffer. Cage, final thoughts?
It's great to be back, and hopefully I'll be back next week. And we got some good names coming up next week. Can I just say that right quick? We got Maximum Capacity, and we got Vinny Ramaguchi for our show next week. And on top of that, I wanted to just drop this bombshell. Thanks to our friend Manny Williams, in November we will have Dragon's Gate pro wrestler Johnny Gargona. So we are going to have a Dragon's Gate wrestler on our show in November. So November, Rome. I'm sorry, Richard, we are pretty packed. We got that promo battle. We got a Dragon's Gate wrestler. Yeah, we're packed.
We're getting bigger by the minute. Cage, an honor. We see you here tomorrow, next Monday, actually. Oh, no, actually, we're going to have a change of time next Monday because it's Halloween. We'll let you know on the exact time. We might be doing it on Sunday. But we'll let you know on the full scoop. Cage, an honor. We'll see you on Wednesday, everyone, the MMA edition. RodolphoRoman.com is the website. @RomanDH is on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Rodolfo Roman. Cage, we'll see you Monday, and good night.